Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network on the Rich Eisen podcast. Add him, throw it on the pile, as Rich Keefe would say, among the voices, the graders, the analysts that love what the Patriots have done. And certainly a year ago, they did a lot for the offense. Well, theoretically, they did a lot for the offense. In the end, they did very little for the offense. This year, they go tackle for protection. They go running back for pass protection and playmaking ability. Williams at receiver. They've given Drake May a lot of weapons and a lot of help. So you know what that means, Ted and Fitzy? That means expectations. I expect you to be better, because now you take away some of the excuses of, oh, you don't have a receiver that can beat somebody one-on-one. You don't have a running back who can break tackles and make big plays.
Were, like, were you guys making excuses for him this year. I was kind of forgiving a lot of the interceptions. And I, the points I would make were, the defense gave up a lot of scores at the end of the game where he had to be aggressive to try and get him on the board. And so I was maybe making excuses for him. Those days are done.
Especially
he's not a rookie anymore.
Right. Year two, and we gave you more to work with.
Yeah.
So put the excuses away.
No more.
This is a big – and also, I don't know if you adhere to this, but the whole Belichickian year two jump, the greatest jump for a player is year one to year two.
And I will sign off on that.
You co-sign that? Okay.
Yep.
So you put all that together – Drake May, it's great that you have more to work with. Now work with it. Oh, and we should also include Josh McDaniels in there. No more is there going to be, Alex Van Pelt hasn't called plays in 15 years. Van Pelt hasn't designed a system.
But you're going to say, well, it's his first year in a very complex system that Josh McDaniels have. That will be the narrative.
So that's your pre-excuse
start? That will be people's built-in pre-excuse, yes.
Yeah, I'm not giving him that one because I can't be a fraud. I've told you, Josh McDaniels spent a lot of time supposedly tweaking, reworking, simplifying his system, working with college coaches, observing, seeing ways they can do things differently. So I put it on Josh McDaniels.
I agree.
And Drake May. I think he's a smart guy. No. You guys need to fit. We're not doing like another reset year here. Yeah. Training camp, off season, get up to speed.
Yep.
Let's go.
Nope,
I'm not doing that. So if I try to pull that BS come October, late September, whatever.
Yeah, I'll check.
Don't let me.
I'll check you.
Don't let me.
Right into the boards.
Okay. 617-779-7937. I'm intrigued by this, Fitzy. So before we get more into this Patriots draft, everything they did great and all this, a challenge from Charles in Marblehead. What is the challenge, Charles?
Yeah, what up, fellas? How you doing? All right. So over the next give or take a couple days, week, I would like to call in and give you guys a debate-sparking question that'll get the phone lines buzzing.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay, right. It's our new producer, program director. Okay, Charles, what do
Stiz,
we got?
Stiz, you're out. Charles is taking over.
Let's see, though. What's today?
No, this is out of love because at the end of it could come a special surprise.
Ooh,
but here's what I got to say. As a Bostonian, if you go to Fenway Park or the North End, what is one thing that you say that will get you exiled from Fenway or banned from the North End if you make a slip and accidentally say it.
All right, thanks for the call, Charles. I don't think this is going to work, this relationship. Stiz, you don't need to leave. You're doing a fine job.
I was like, hopeful about Charles. He sounded, and I'm like, all right, you got one for today?
That
He's like, yep, I got it.
That
I
was
got,
the best he the had. That's what he led with.
Yep.
Like, that was his, you know, he was on Shark Tank, and he was trying to sell it. Boom. Yeah,
and that's what I told him. I go, all right, listen, I'm gonna put you through. Be quick, be to the point, yeah. And this take better be good. And it's like,
you can't,
I got
like,
it.
You can't walk through the door and be like, I got the greatest hard-boiled eggs for this baby shower.
Yep.
This you'll never have had a buffalo chicken dip like this one that I've made here. I've been working. I just shut up and put it down and let us eat it.
His question tomorrow will be, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes. Yes. Won't be the first time it was asked on this show, but we don't need to get into that. That's a past
it's
life here on WEEI Afternoons. So talking about this support cast, though, this gets back to your point and sort of the twin point you guys made in your three-point stance. Like, I look at Dan Ball put the depth chart in the rundown sheet, and you look at it, and you're like, okay, Stephon Diggs is your starting wide receiver. Is he? Is he ready to go? Is he good, Stephon Diggs, the ACL? Is it going to take him until whatever date to get on the field and then a month later before he gets up to full speed? Mac Hollins, how good is he? Like, I know you're a bigger fan. A lot of people kind of.
I'm a bigger fan than most.
But a lot of people kind of paint him as like a special teamer slash wide receiver.
I don't. I do. He's a solid four, if not three, who also does special teams. That's the way I look at him.
And so the next wide receiver, DeMario Douglas. I read somewhere this weekend, Fitzy. Mm-hmm. I don't know which notes column. I apologize to whichever writer I'm stealing this
Mike,
from.
It was Mike Garigian.
Is what?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Mike
Garigian. I fused Mike Reese and
Karen
Garigian.
Okay, perfect.
Garigian.
That way I don't screw anybody. I don't credit anybody. It's Mike Garigian said Josh McDaniels views DeMario Douglas as a 125 target receiver. I agree. Except I also thought that last year, and it didn't really work out very well, so now I'm a little more dubious.
What you had going on? You had Van Pelt trying to figure out how to design an offense accordingly and work with Drake May. You played three different quarterbacks over the course of the season, one of which who screwed up our draft. You had the worst offensive line play, run blocking and pass blocking. You had receivers dropping passes left and right in an inferior talent capacity. So why can't this be the year DeMario Douglas finally realizes his full potential? Josh McDaniels was great for Hunter Renfrow until Hunter Renfrow, as we learned earlier today, got sick. That was the main reason why Hunter Renfrow kind of went into wide receiver the wide receiver protection program.
I got to push back a little bit on this.
Okay,
I mean, I'm sorry, but I mean, he was a 6th round draft pick. DeMario Douglas was a 6th round draft pick.
Yeah,
yeah, and you've seen enough out of him to think that he's worthy of 125 targets?
No, mine is the other way. I thought last year he had a chance to be a typical Patriot volume slot receiver, and it never came to fruition. It never played out. Now I don't know what to think. Now I'm not as confident as this Josh McDaniels report that he can be that guy for 100. So I'm, and that's the point I'm making, is we're kind of going down this list of
retooled, reinvigorated offense, and maybe they're not quite as flashy and helpful as you'd first think, because I would keep going. Will Campbell. You have questions about Will Campbell playing left tackle. Well, that's his position for now, at the very least. Well, left tackle.
Yeah, I just want to go back. I really want to go back to this DeMario Douglas thing for a second, because A, Ted, if we're going to judge somebody by their draft status or their draft slot, then Julian Edelman had never had a chance as well. And I know he was a different level of talent, but he still was a seventh rounder. And at some point, somebody probably said, you really think this seventh round former quarterback out of Kent State is going to replace the legend of Wes Welker? And in time, he did. And number two,
but they didn't want him to. They signed Danny Amendola too, and then Danny Amendola got hurt.
Things happen. And it took Edelman years to finally become the legend of Edelmania.
And there's my point.
Douglas had 80 targets in 2023 and had 87 last year. So if he were to have 38 more this year with a full season of Drake May, better line play, and a better offensive coordinator, that doesn't seem beyond the realm of possible to me.
It does to me. There's more targets. There's a running back that will get more targets. There's Stephon Diggs that's going to get more targets. There's Kyle Williams that's going to get more targets. There's two tight ends that are going to get more targets. I'm a fan of Matt Collins, who had five touchdowns and only 31 catches last year. He's going to get more targets. So to sit there and say, oh yeah, it's a foregone conclusion, DeMario Douglas's targets are going to, rate go up by 25%, I think is a little bit silly.
Yeah. And I would add, you're a fan of Matt Collins. I think Josh McDaniels is a fan of Matt Collins, and that might matter as well. He's calling the plays, he's coordinating the offense. So that could factor in. Fitzy, you said, okay, with a better offensive line. So Will Campbell has questions about his arm length.
Yep.
We don't need to relitigate all that.
No, we did not.
Left guard, the starter's Cole Strange.
Mm-hmm.
We feel great about that, good about that, okay about that. Shrug.
Shrug.
Okay.
So between him and Laden Robinson, I feel okay.
And the starter at center is Garrett Bradbury. Definitely mixed opinions on
him. Based on his performance last year, shrug.
Okay. Right guard is Mike Onwenu, who Tom Curran dropped a nugget on Jones and Keefe. They had Bill O'Brien on his podcast, I think, Next Pats, one of the podcasts they do at NBC Sports Boston. And Bill O'Brien said that Mike Onwenu is good when he's engaged. Oh, so engagement is an issue with Mike Onwenu?
Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, interesting. And he got his contract.
That's fair.
Fat and happy and paid.
So a shrug.
And then right tackle, Morgan Moses. Good veteran presence.
I'm confident. I'm more than a shrug there. I'm confident.
A little older, so there's always offensive line
pretty good, surprisingly.
Questions.
Yeah.
He's got one good year at least.
I hear
what
you're saying, though.
Okay, so you have a lot of bodies now around Drake May that theoretically should upgrade. None of them are sure things.
No doubt.
None of them are sure things. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out with Drake May, the future of the Patriots offense. Right now it's optimism time, Fitzy. It's hope time. Ted Johnson told me draft day is hope. Hope continues into training camp, and then September slaps you in the face. So we'll see where that goes. We'll see where our show goes, because my document is frozen. Jesus, Jiminy.
Coming up next, it's the best and the worst from the 2025 draft on the New England Patriots, as well as league-wide. We'll have some audio from Mina Kimes, Travion Henderson, and more when Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson return here on WEEI Afternoon.
Nice job, Lana.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.